Almighty Allah is Al-Hakim, the most wise. In numerous verses of the Noble Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzah refers to this attribute, Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Hakim has the same meaning as muhkam, which refers to something which is extremely strong and firm. Therefore, Al-Hakim is that being who's planning, there's no flaw or error. Allah is that being who does not say and do anything except that which is correct. And it's only befitting that Allah be ascribed described of this quality, because his actions are sound, his workmanship is perfect. So perfect, so correct, that nothing can come into existence except from him who is most wise. And just as actions cannot take place except by the will of Allah, who is all knowledgeable, all powerful, we have no say in that. Hakim can also be another name for Al-Alim, all-knowing. Such hikmat refers to having the best knowledge. Al-Hakim is therefore that being who exhibits wisdom in all his actions and statements. He places all things in their respective places according to his knowledge, according to his wisdom, according to his justice. And there are numerous manifestations of Allah's wisdom. And if we have to ponder over our own body, we'll finally definitely see breathing, eating, walking. These are all examples of the wisdom of Allah. These are ordinary actions for people, but we never think and ponder how these basic actions take place. For example, whilst eating a fruit, our bodies are engaged in these actions with intense meticulousness and precision, which we can never envisage. As soon as one morsel of food goes into the mouth, the digestive system begins its function. The saliva first moistens the mouth. After the teeth grinds it and reduces into small particles, it goes into the stomach through the esophagus. On reaching the food becomes digested with acidic and digestive salts. These acids are so powerful that it breaks up the food particles. The beneficial pieces of food which the digestive system has broken down and dissolves into the walls of the small intestine and into the bloodstream. At the inner base of the small intestines are tendrils which are called villus. On the upper portion on the cells is a minuscule elongation which is called the microvillus. These elongations act as pumps in converting these foods into segments of the body. In this way, these food particles, which are to become parts of the body, reach all the parts of the body, and then by the circulation system, subhanallah. Now, can you as a living being ever imagine how many chemical changes are created in the stomach to liquefy the food when the food reaches the stomach? It's not possible for such changes to be the result of some evolutionary process. Together with this, the secretion known as the saliva is created during the chemical process from the lining of the stomach. And if this was not created, the acid would have destroyed the stomach. And therefore, for one's life to function, both these liquids, the acid and the saliva, must be created at once. And from there, we learn that there's no gradual coincidence or coincidental evolutionary process, but it's the manifestation of Almighty Allah's creation and His wisdom. There's nothing in the universe which Allah has created without wisdom, without benefit. Every single thing definitely has a function and a benefit. Allah has not created anything base in this universe. And with regards to its creation, everything is good. There is definitely some underlying benefit in every of Allah's creation. However, we do not know the wisdom and the benefit behind it. We regard things as bad, or in reality, nothing is bad. Take for example, these animals which are outwardly harmful, like snakes and scorpions. They are regarded as vile to us because at times they cause harm. However, keeping in mind the complete system of the universe, there's definitely some underlying wisdom behind the creation, whether we are aware of it or not. So may Allah Rabbul Izzah grant us the realization of this magnificent power of His, of Al-Hakim, and the realization that we have not been created without a purpose, and that everything in this world is created with purpose. May that be a means of that we realize our own purpose in this world. So the word Ya Hakim, anyone who repeats Ya Hakim constantly, Allah will open him for him or her the doors of knowledge and wisdom. Anyone whose particular task does not seem to be accomplished, should repeat this beautiful name of Allah frequently and constantly, and soon that task will be completed. This word Al-Hakim comes 94 times in the Noble Quran. Whatever Allah created in the universe, all of it is perfect. Allah has made the earth a platform so that we walk on it. He's made the sky like a canopy. He's given us light through the stars. He's provided fresh meat in the form of fish. Made the night for our ease to sleep. However, Allah has created some benefit in every one of the creations that we have around us. So from this blessed name, we learn that we should not find fault and condemn anything that we see in the world. We don't know what other wisdom. We should express shukr to Allah for whatever He's blessed us. We should carry out our divine duties to the best of our ability. May Allah grant us the understanding.